With a 70-55 defeat at the hands of Texas State, Bobcats have now won 10 of their last 12 games. Georgia Southern drops its second straight to fall to 10-7 in league play, now tied with South Alabama, which won earlier tonight up in Boone against Appalachian State. Eagles are 16-12 overall as the Ford Locker Room wrap-up continues from Strayan Arena, joined by head coach Mark Byington. I know that first half was probably not something you wanted to see, but that second half, those guys showed a lot of fight.
Yeah, you know, I just told the guys that, you know, Our intensity and our effort on defense and the way we competed, you know, in the second half, it wasn't like they had a letdown, but that's how we're supposed to play for 40 minutes. And, you know, we came out in the first half and, you know, I thought we were starting the game aggressive and you know, we just had some inconsistent travel violation calls that, you know, were it's hard for guys to figure it out comparing one end to the other on travel violations. And so that got us to being non-aggressive. Then we started getting hesitant. We didn't finish free throws. We didn't make threes. We didn't finish around the rim. And with all that being said, you know, I saw about 8 to 10 minutes in the second half of a team that I really, really liked. And we got to build off that. We got to do that more consistent. We got to exert more effort on defense. And I know our offense, you know, didn't look great tonight, but I thought we played the right way and just missed some shots. But you know, we got to exert more effort on defense because it's going to be these grinded games. And we gave up 70 points tonight, and they're a good team, but we gave them a lot of points there.
Watching that second half, I made the comment multiple times that it seemed like Isaiah Crawley thought that every ball was going to be his. He leads the team with 18 points. He made 7 of his 9 shots. He also had 7 rebounds with 4 of those on the offensive, and he just never quit.
Yeah, he competes every night. You know, he plays hard. You know, I wish his personality and his effort sometimes would be more contagious throughout the rest of the guys. And, you know, the rest of the guys have it in them, and you've seen it. But he's got, you know, toughness. He plays hard. And, you know, he made some mistakes, in the half and then in the game. But I could take mistakes. Long as guys are playing as hard as they possibly can, most of the time good things are going to happen.
3.5-hour bus ride coming to the Metroplex. You play Saturday afternoon, so somewhat of an abbreviated preparation. I mean, used to it by now, but with that afternoon game, what's next with these guys?
Well, I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I just know we jump on the bus and we get ready to fight again on Saturday. We got to, you know, I think Texas State's playing, you know, the best basketball in the league. I mean, you know, them and, you know, Little Rock's, you know, had a nice stretch there, but I think the team is also playing at the same level they are as the team we're playing Saturday. And Arlington is playing great basketball. So it's going to be a street fight. Our guys just have to embrace it. They got to come into the game with that mentality. We can't get down and then try to get into it. So it's going to be a really difficult game. And But we're fully capable if we play the right way. But we got to understand we're playing a really good team. And if we play average, we're not going to beat them. There's no way.
You beat them the first time. It was 77-74 way back on December the 21st at Hanner Fieldhouse. What confidence can that give you to help propel you back to a split of this trip?
Yeah, it was so long ago, and every game has its own identity. And, you know, this game tonight was completely different than the one that we played them in December, except for the fact that they got off the first start. You know, our zone was really good against them the first time, wasn't very good tonight. Our man-to-man in the second half I thought was good. So we got to try to figure out an identity, and that identity to win on the road, it better be toughness, and to win what we got to do, it better be a lot tougher. So we got to figure some things out. We don't have bodies right now, so it's not like I could take some guys out or sub some guys out. I mean, this is who we got. We got 8 guys, and those 8 guys, you know, got to play at a high level, and they will. A lot of times we get put in a situation like this. They know what's ahead of us. They do a good job responding.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Coach Mark Byington on the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up.